Welcome to another episode of Happy Being Well. Today, we're going to be talking about chakras. What are the chakras? How do they work? And what are their benefits? But before we dive deep, here's a message from our sponsor.
This podcast is sponsored by HappyBeingWell.com. HappyBeingWell.com carries the best selection of natural products for your self-care pleasures, including high-fashion, high-comfort yoga leggings, crystals, sage, natural candles, natural soaps, natural face masks, and more. Go to HappyBeingWell.com to subscribe to our newsletter and get 10% off your purchase, including free shipping in the USA.
Welcome back. So today we're going to be talking about chakras, and we're going to go through what they are and how they work. So if you didn't know, now you know. In Indian yoga, chakras are great centers of energy in the body. Although they are invisible to the eye, they are spinning wheels of spiritual energy that keep our bodies and spirits in balance. They store the powerful force, life force, that yogis call prana. The Chinese call qi, and the Japanese call ki. This dynamic energy is the precious universal life force that permeates everything. It surrounds and is within all things. So let's explore the chakras. The seven main chakras of the body are sited between the base of the spine and the top of the head. There are other chakras. The first or base chakra is located at the base of the spine. It is associated with anything of a material nature, including physical strength and structures, possessions, status in life, and survival. It is also where a dormant energy called Kundalini is stored. Yogis aim to reactivate this energy and send it flowing through the chakras. When it reaches the top and all the chakras are opened and in balance with one another, enlightenment is attained. The second chakra, or sacral chakra, is located at the level of the lower abdomen above the genitals. It is associated with sexuality, sensuality, and reproduction. The third chakra, or solar plexus chakra, is located at the solar plexus level. This is high at the back of the abdomen, just between the ribs and navel. This wheel of energy governs inner power, the will, and self-confidence. The fourth chakra, or heart chakra, is positioned at the level of the heart. It is associated with relationships as well as love, compassion, and emotions in general. The fifth chakra, or throat chakra, is located in the throat chakra. It is concerned with expression and communication, and also with our creative impulses. The sixth chakra, or brow chakra, is positioned at the level of the forehead between the eyebrows. It is associated with imagination, clarity of thought, intuition, and dreams, as well as our psychic abilities. The seventh chakra, or crown chakra, is situated on the top of the head. It governs understanding, higher consciousness, and our link with the universal spirit and the divine. An essential thing to bear in mind about the chakras is that energy should flow naturally between them and that they should be in balance with one another. Meditation can help to balance the chakras in order to ensure pure energy flow, enhance spiritual awareness, and improve our overall well-being. If a particular chakra is blocked, it can create problems. in the area with which it is associated. For example, if the second chakra is blocked, it may interfere with sexual expression or with the normal function of the reproductive system. Likewise, if the fifth chakra is blocked, it can inhibit self-expression or the flow of creativity. Very few people actually have all their chakras opened and in balance, and the process of attaining this state should be seen as a long-term one. Any in-depth work on opening all the chakras calls for advanced training and self-discipline, and should only be done under the guidance of a qualified and experienced teacher. If you like to learn more about them, feel where your own chakras are or experience a little of their own energy for yourself. When meditating on one of the chakras, it is customary to imagine it as a lotus with a certain number of petals. The lotus has special significance because although its roots are in the mud, it blossoms into a beautiful flower that opens its petals to the heavens above. If you find a lotus flower difficult to imagine, you can just visualize each chakra as a storehouse of energy. The following table gives the names and positions of the seven main chakras together with their associated colors and number of petals. Locating the chakras. Contrary to popular belief, the chakras are positioned horizontally. In other words, if you're looking at a standing person face to face, the chakras are not positioned flat against the person's body like spinning buttons. They're actually on a horizontal plane so that you can only see them side on. If you want to see this visually, try this experiment. Hold your index finger upright in front of your eyes, put a CD on your finger and spin it. And you will find that you can only see the CD side on. Only the edge of the CD will be visible. This is how the chakras are positioned in the body. If you want to see the chakras as spinning circles, you would have to place yourself above a person's head and look down through the person's chakras from above. In this way, you would be able to see that the chakras are round. To make things as easy to visualize as possible, you can imagine the chakras running up your spine at the back of your body or running up to the front of your body. You can also visualize them going up inside your body between the back and the front. To be more precise, they actually ascend up a central channel called the suscema and are linked to nerve centers along the spinal cord. To check their locations, happybeingwell.com does have a chart and more visual representations of the chakras on a blog article called The Chakras. So you can start meditating on the chakras. You will probably find some easier way to sense them than others. With practice, however, you should be able to feel them. If you find after a few attempts at chakra meditation that you are having difficulty feeling the energy flow through certain chakras, it may be because the flow there is blocked. Although everyone will find one or more of the chakras blocked, you should not let blockages go untreated because they can create problems later. If you suspect that one or more of your chakras are blocked, you can locate a spiritual practitioner that specializes in chakras that aims to restore health and balance to the mind and body through yoga postures and meditation. We will do a chakra meditation together. So we can do a chakra meditation together. So for this meditation, choose a quiet place where you will not be disturbed. You should have comfortable clothing. So you can adopt a seated position, or you could be laying down flat on your spine. Your posture should be comfortable and you should feel relaxed. Take 3 deep breaths and breathe naturally. Using your mind, try to sense the chakra at the base of your spine. You can imagine it as a lotus with the corresponding number of petals, or as a spinning wheel or storehouse of energy. Choose the image that feels right for you and sense the energy within. What does it feel like to you? Move your attention up to the next chakra in the lower abdomen, just above your genital area. Again, feel the energy within it. Does the energy feel different compared to the energy of the base chakra? If you have trouble feeling the energy flow in one or more of the chakras, try to breathe energy into the area. In other words, as you inhale and exhale, imagine that your breath is revitalizing the chakra concerned and filling it with life-giving energy. Move your attention up through the other chakras, through the solar plexus or navel area, then the heart, then the throat, and up to the forehead and between the eyes. Feel the subtle differences of energy between the chakras as you move your attention through them. Move your concentration to the top of your head and feel the chakra there. What does the energy feel like? Gradually wind down your meditation. Let your body relax even further and take a couple of deep breaths before finishing your exercise. Okay, slowly come back to the room. I hope this episode has increased your awareness of chakras and how they're beneficial to our lives and achieving more enlightenment. Sending lots of love, light to you guys. And if you want information again regarding charts, chakra charts, or any visualizations of the chakra, you can go to happybeingwell.com and check out Happy Being Well's blog article about the chakras. Sending lots of love, light, and blessings, guys. Until next time.